Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
A lot of us have a strange relationship with anger. Here's what I mean. Maybe in your past, maybe in your background, you've been taught that anger's bad. You know, you shouldn't be angry, you shouldn't have anger. Anytime we have anger in life, it's the result of a blocked goal. So when you're driving in traffic and you immediately get angry because someone cuts you off, they blocked your goal of getting to your destination faster. When a parent snaps because the kids keep being noisy in the living room, that parent is exhibiting anger because of a blocked goal, which says the home should be a place of peace and solace. Here's the reality. It's been said about ourselves, know thyself. And unless we take a deeper dive and unpack why we're getting angry in life, we're always going to remain stuck. Anger is simply the result of a blocked goal. And here's what I often say. I say that behind anger reveals what you're fighting for. Let me say that again. Behind anger reveals what you're fighting for. Anger is not bad. It's kind of like the check engine light on your dashboard. It means take a deeper dive. It means lift up the hood and ask yourself, what is my blocked goal? What am I fighting for? And when we do that in life, we have a lot more self-awareness. Another thing about anger is that whatever angers us controls us. And this can be a good thing, like when it was back with Martin Luther King Jr. and the civil rights, and you can have a righteous anger about injustice in the world. But many times we're fighting for things that we shouldn't be fighting for, or we're not being true to ourselves. We're kind of lying to ourselves, and we're not being honest about a blocked goal. Recently in my own life, you know, I found myself getting angry in a certain area. And as I was talking with David, my business partner, we began to unpack the layers, and boom, there was a goal that I wanted and I just wasn't achieving it. And once I had that awareness, I was able to look at it differently. In other words, I was able to be true to myself and say, is that goal worth fighting for? Or more productively, what can I do to achieve that goal? My name's Carrie Oberbrunner. Be a soul on fire today. And ask yourself next time you get angry, what is my blocked goal and what am I fighting for? And then with that new self-awareness, take productive action steps.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at carrieoberbrunner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.